keep my mind on those herring. Ginny, tell us about anorexia.
Well, this was a fascinating study that suggests that deep brain stimulation might be a last resort treatment for sufferers of anorexia. So anorexia nervosa is a really serious mental condition. In fact, it's got the highest mortality rates of all of the psychiatric disorders. Up to 11% of sufferers die. And the treatments we have at the moment, which mainly focus on getting their weight back up and then counselling, psychotherapy, things like that, they're just not effective for a percentage of these people. So this new approach, which is being pioneered at the University of Toronto, it was published this week in The Lancet, and it uses electrical stimulation of the brain to treat this condition. So deep brain stimulation has been used in various things from Parkinson's to depression, obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD, all these different illnesses, because it seems to alter something in the brain and you can control these areas that are perhaps different in those illnesses.
They physically do put an electrode inside the brain and then drive it electrically, don't they?
Yes, they do. So they implanted the electrodes in this study in a region that's sort of buried deep inside your brain, kind of behind your eyes, which is called the subcallosal cingulate. And it's been linked to mood control. And they then implant a pulse generator under their collarbones, and this can allow the stimulation to be turned on and off. So a lot of anorexia sufferers also have things like depression and OCD. So that's why they decided to try it in this particular area that has been shown to help people with depression. And they found that although immediately following the surgery, all of the patients, they did this on six people, it was just kind of proof of concept, they all lost weight immediately after the surgery. But 9 months later, three of them weighed more than they had before surgery. And in fact, for these three, it was their longest period of sustained weight increase since they first became ill. So these were patients who'd been ill for on average 18 years. And none of the treatments they'd had have helped. But after 9 months of this deep brain stimulation, for those three at least, it seemed to have really helped. And two of the other three, although they didn't gain weight, had improved mood or some relief from their OCD symptoms.
Which, of course, might mean they respond better to other therapies if they're in a better or more motivated mood. Do they know how it works? Do they have any idea why stimulating that particular brain area makes these people get better, at least in half of the cases?
Well, they know the brain regions that seem to be affected, because if you stimulate one region, other regions nearby and even some that are quite far away in the brain can also be affected. And there's an adjacent brain region called the insula, which is known to be involved in both fear and anxiety mechanisms and also in taste. Quite different things, but both of which may have play a part in anorexia. So the fact that it affects this area may be part of it. It also, the stimulation also seems to affect the parietal lobe, which is involved in body and weight distortion. So thinking you're fatter than you are. So there are various mechanisms that might be how it works.
I guess now just a bigger trial to work out whether or not this might be more comprehensively and generally used.
Yeah, definitely. This has proved that it's a good idea that's worth pursuing.
Thank you very much, Ginny. And thank you also to Dan Cleary, who's the Deputy News Editor at Science Magazine, to Nigel Woodcock from Cambridge University, who told us all about sinkholes. I was going to say filled us in on sinkholes, but that might be a bad choice of words. Mark Peplow, who's a freelance science journalist, and Phil Robinson, who is from Chemistry World, from the Royal Society of Chemistry. Thank you to all of you. There's more information and the references to all of the stories we've covered this week on our website. You go to nakedscientist.com/news. This is The Naked Scientist with Ginny Smith and with me, Chris Smith. If you'd like to get in touch with any questions or comments, you can always do that by emailing chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can tweet